Are we all live here on the Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 82, with a full pack studio, and we have Latrina C. Are you live on channel 2?
I will be.
Okay. Soon. Well, that's all right. We'll just get the show started over here. Let's introduce you. You're from Johnston, Rhode Island, of course, Latrina C. How you doing, Latrina?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great. Just like Tony and the Tiger. And we have a full pack room tonight. Now, we have a new engineer. What's your name? Come here to the microphone. I'm going to embarrass you first. What's your name?
I'm Calhoun.
Calhoun! Wait, isn't that Calhoun, Georgia? Oh, wow. Are you from Calhoun, Georgia?
I'm from Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama! All right, sweet home Alabama. And how you doing, Johnny, by the way? How's it feel for me to be in the studio live?
Feels good.
Yes. You're not getting any headaches yet?
No.
You will. Okay. See, I told you it was coming. Okay. And, of course, let's bring one of the stars of the show, of course. Ms. Melissa Rose! Come here, Melissa. Sit over here. Yes, episode 82. This is sweet.
It's sweet.
You know how sweet it is? Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna put you down, I guess.
For a second, okay. And let me see a hint.
I can't do this right now.
Wait, Tony, come here. Melissa Rose's boyfriend, come in. Come here. Can you kiss Melissa Rose's hand for me?
Yeah, I'll let him do it.
Oh, awesome.
But the restraining order... We're violating it right now.
Oh, that's awesome. If you can restrain one restraining order, okay, at least a day, that's good. Okay, come here, Vinny. Come here. That's another restraining order. Give me a hug. Yes. Oh, Tony, give me a hug, too. Tony, come here. Oh, live on the air. Look at this. This is awesome. Okay, and Jerry Truman. Come here, Jerry. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Yo, let's have a group hug, okay? You know what I'm going to do? Let's all sing Kumbaya.
No,
good. Kumbaya, my love. Kumbaya. My lord is it or my love?
It's my lord.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, let's just go with the first
one. You can sing that song, Derek.
Yes. All right. And we have a segment with Jermaine Dupri on there tonight.
Can you believe that?
I'm sorry. You can't go live?
I don't think so.
That's all right. Okay, tell me what the first segment of the show is and then the song.
Okay.
Ms. Latrina C. from Johnston, Rhode Island. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on for 1 second. Miss Queen Felicia. We have Miss... This is a three-way circus. And we have Miss Felicia, who's organizing my show tomorrow night in Atlanta. So yeah. How many people do we have coming tomorrow night?
Oh, we got a crowd.
We have a crowd?
20 people or more.
Mm-hmm. We had a great show in July. When I came down to Atlanta in July, of course, you helped me organize that at the Locos Bar and Grill, you know, in Buckhead, of course. And how successful did that go?
That was great, wasn't it, huh?
Yeah.
And your dance.
Yes. And because of you, you got my interview with Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We have a good show tonight. And yeah. Latrina C. from Rhode Island, what's going on first?
Well, could you get Fred on the phone or no?
I'm sorry? Yes, I can hear you on the phone.
No, I said, could you get Fred on the phone?
Oh, that's right. Fred on the phone. Let me see my phone for a second. I was on this show last night in Atlanta. Right over there. Yes, thank you. Can you take that off the charger for a second? I got a call.
I don't think it's charging.
Oh, it should be charging. Let me see if I get this.
Plug it in.
Oh, that's right. I should plug it in to charge my phone. Did you know that, Latrina? To charge a phone, you got to plug it in.
I knew that.
Oh, you knew that. My Lord. Okay, so let's go with Fred. Let's see. He interviewed me last night on peopletv.org. Yes.
24.
Channel 24 in Atlanta. So let's see if we could get Fred or his answer machine. Yes, either one. This is great. I was going to pick him up tonight, but I didn't have time, you know? All right. So he's not picking up. So, okay, Latrina C., what's the next thing?
So, in that case, our first segment is going to be Andy and Judy Forever Ended. We're going to play a song. And it's from...
The Case of the Radio Show Host.
Radio Show.
Yes.
Coming out next week.
Coming out next week, that's right. All right, and then the number 5 song after that, right?
Yes.
Which is what?
The 5 song will be, of the month of January, will be Andy Grammer, Missed You.
Oh, Miss Me, yes. All right, here on the Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 82. Then we'll come back in the studio here and talk with these characters in the studio, of course, you know?
said you would be faithful. You said you would be true. We'd be there for each other through good and bad times too. You said we'd be together and forever you would stay. How could I have known forever ended yesterday? I didn't get the memo, my calendar was free. You'd think they'd advertise it on Facebook and TV. The stores would have a great big sale announcing the big day. Now I've gone and missed it, forever ended yesterday. I don't know how you knew the date, she seemed to know it too. No headlines had warned me, so I didn't have a clue. Till I saw the two of you embracing in that way. That's when it hit me, forever ended yesterday. I didn't get the memo, my calendar was free. You'd think they'd advertise it on Facebook and TV. The stores would have a great big sale announcing the big day. Now I've gone and missed it, forever ended yesterday. For all you people out there who think they found true love, you spend your nights a-gazing at the stars up above. If they promise you forever at the altar on your big day, don't you believe it, forever ended yesterday. But I didn't get the memo, my calendar was free. You think they'd advertise it on Facebook and TV. The stores would have a great big sale announcing the big day. Now I've gone and missed it, forever ended yesterday. How could I have missed it, forever ended yesterday?
Just call me.
You have your Amnesia movie coming up.
Who are you?
I'm Gordon. How's your dream?
First thing that you say to me is what I can do.
It's always gone on your
right. Not Jimmy Cat.
It's a baby crying or a husband nagging.
Are you busy? How are you, Jimmy Paul? I'm gonna bruise yourself. I'll bruise you.
Also, too, Dan, you didn't tell me how the showcase went.
And foolishness. It makes me sick when I think of it, but I am right here.
Doors over here.
Derek Shapiro's much better than you.
Radio host Danny Libby has amnesia.
What?
And foolishness. It makes me sick when I think of it, but I am right here.
Damn, you're a has-been. You should just retire. Derek Shapiro's much better than you.
Just call me. Just call me.
Penny for your star.
Time is money.
The scene is set.
Of course, back here on Moose Yourself with the Danny Libby Show.
How are you, Jimmy Paul? I'm good. Moose yourself.
Oh, this is going to be great. So what are you going to drink when no one's left?
How's your drink?
Radio host Danny Libby has amnesia.
What?
You're a has-been. You should just retire.
Really? Thank you for your support. I was over here.
Derek Shapiro's much better than you. Penny for your thought.
Time is money.
Of course.
I wake up and I'm sober, don't even know you anymore. Punch drunk on a feeling, lost in believing I was sure. I don't care what you have to say. In the way, I don't wanna know. I know there'll come a time when I look you in the eyes and say I told you so.
All right, losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 82, of course. And we have Ms. Queen Felicia over here again. She's organizing a show for tomorrow night. She's helping me with this, of course. And you have a guest over here.
Yeah, we got Star Wheeler.
Star Wheeler?
Yeah, Star Wheeler.
How you doing, Ms. Star Wheeler?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
Great. We're all stars tonight, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So are you performing tomorrow night?
Yes, I have an artist that's performing tonight. His name is Josiah. play Danielle. He's a 14-year-old, upcoming, rising, inspiring young artist.
Really? That's awesome. So, okay. So I see him right now.
Yes, he's actually here right now. He actually just came from in there. He was just practicing and rehearsing on some things for this weekend, upcoming this weekend.
So he's going to perform his new hit single, I'm Emperor, huh?
Yes, I'm Emperor. Yes, that's his single. That's one of his singles, his top singles.
Well, see, I should come out with a song called I'm Derek, you know? Yes. Well, I'm going to interview him tomorrow night, okay?
So, Star, just wait. He's around. Can you give us a little freestyle what he'll be doing tomorrow?
Sure, yes, he can. Just you want to do a freestyle for Aunt Emperor?
Yes.
Okay, yes, he said he's up for it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
We ready.
Okay, here you go. I'm just
waiting
there, and I'm about to sing y'all my hot single, I'm Emperor, all right?
All right.
I'm Emperor. Sometimes I be the king. It ain't heavy, but you can't put it down just like me. Yeah, I am the boss, and I give all the orders. I got the highest rank, and I'm so royal. Got that moolah, most of my money, go and get it. I stay around here, rip my city, rip my country. I'm still winning, you're so funny. And I'm blowing, and I'm going to the bank, my interest growing, got no drum, my pocket's rolling, and I'm a drum, it'll be rolling. We ain't playing, got no fun at what I'm saying. I ain't fine, I'm famous, keep posted fine, at the top, doing any climb, the one performance that shows, got my money, set, big colors and rolls, 24 times the hard and high, and the cold is dull.
How do we dial?
Great. Star. So, and see why they call him Emperor. So, we like to tell everyone what you got going on with the clothing line and what you're doing. Because, actually, y'all, she's a former actress as well. So, tell them about you, Star.
Okay, well, right now, I am the CEO and founder of Pareah Entertainment. And what we do is we help inspire young artists, you know, upcoming and rising artists. We help. Our primary goal is to, you know, we kind of like to channel effective avenues of communication just regarding any kind of issues in the music industry. You know, they kind of like help land them major deals, you know, kind of like getting them from where they are now to where they're trying to go. We help promote and we market. You know, we put them on shows, live shows, and we work from anywhere from beginners to, you know, to just where they are now.
All right. So we'll see you and your son tomorrow night, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thanks. And also, too, performing tomorrow, I'm going to these guys, of course. We have Jerry, of course, and Vinny. Now, Vinny, let me ask you a question, okay, guys, okay?
Absolutely.
Vinny, are you going to perform about the Roseanne Barr skit?
Roseanne Barr skits.
Like, you know how you say you're the son of Roseanne Barr and Angie Dice Clay, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the love child of Angie Dice Clay and Roseanne Barr. Yes, I remember.
That is true, isn't it, right?
It was part of the fat celebrities joke that I wrote. I've updated a lot since then. I kind of cut that part, actually got cut out. But if you want me to bring it back, I'll bring it back for you.
Well,
but
wait, that's it. That's why David Deluxe is not here, because you're his long lost cousin.
Yes.
No, that's an insult. No, I'm kidding.
Nah,
I don't want to insult you like
well,
that.
What happened was I kind of changed it up a little bit. I was talking about how I didn't like to be mistaken for fat celebrities everywhere I go. Exactly. And I based it on a true story. When I was, as most people know, I'm on the Regular Guy Show, Rock 1.5. And one day I wore a sleeveless shirt in the studio, which apparently was a bad move to make. Apparently my body is not ready for a sleeveless shirt, according to them. So they took a picture of it and put it on the internet. And literally, like hundreds and hundreds of comments came in from haters, of course.
Oh, sure.
And a lot of them basically said, we're all talking about, like, when did Chaz Bono start joining the Regular Guy Show and stuff like that. So I flipped it around and put Chaz Bono in the act. And I kind of changed it up and I said that, you know, he said, nothing's more depressing than being a fat guy walking through the mall and having people constantly running up to you going, oh my God, you're Chaz Bono. I'm your biggest fan. Then I let the laughter die down. Then I say, for the record, I have not worn a sleeveless shirt since that day. And the crowd goes nuts. Awesome. So.
All right. So, of course, we have Melissa performing tomorrow night. Come here, Melissa.
Come here, beautiful.
How psyched are you about performing tomorrow night?
I'm pretty moist about the whole thing.
Pretty what?
Moist.
Moist? Mm-hmm. Like ice cream and cake?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of like that. Kind of like birthday cake.
Birthday. Oh, man.
Lots of frosting.
Lots of frosting.
Yes.
I don't want you putting frosting on my face though tomorrow, okay? All right. Let's go ahead. Trina, hold on. We got to put you on the speaker. Trina?
Yes.
All right. So by mistake, we played the Case of the Radio Show host trailer.
She called it out, though.
I'm sorry?
I said she called it out.
Who called it out?
She did.
Oh, no. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the new song by me and Rola. What's the name of the song?
Call Me.
That's right. And that what song is that the movie from?
That is from The Case of the Radio Show.
That's right. Here it is right now. Lose Yourself, The Derek Shapiro Show, episode 82.
Just call me. Just call me. First thing that you say to me is, what are you doing?
It's always something.
Never how you been. It's a baby crying or a husband nagging.
Are you busy?
And do you think you can lend some money? I don't get paid till next week.
Drama
and foolishness. It makes me sick when I think of it, but I am right here. Always,
whether I'm busy, you call me, whether I want to speak,
yeah.
You call me, whether I'm aggravated, you call me if I just went to sleep.
I just got in from Monday. I want to kick my shoes off and then get my glove on.
Losing Sound, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 82. We're just talking over here in between the song of Rola and me, of course, Call Me. You know why she dedicated that song to me? Is I used to call a lot. I mean, can you believe that? Anyway, that's from the movie for the Case of the Radio Show host. And we have Melissa Rose. And Melissa, come here for a sec.
Yes.
Oh, actually, you sit down over here because you're a lady. You should sit down. I'm going to stand, okay?
Okay, well, that's good.
Yes, that is very good. And Tony's sitting down, too. You know? Must be thinking, huh?
Either that or farting in a corner.
Okay, yeah.
one of the two.
Yes. So, you asked me before about, do I date?
Yeah, do you date?
you know, I'm trying to find a nice lady out there. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you the story. Yesterday, I was coming from 85, you know, south.
Okay.
Going down Atlanta for my interview, my TV interview.
Okay.
I had to pump some gas at QT. And, of course, you know, it was great seeing QT, but up north, it's all 7-Elevens, you know, open like 7-Eleven, you know. Like, who signed that? En Vogue, you know? Anyway, so I went down to QT, and this lady dressed in pink.
Okay.
In sweats. I said, hello. She said, hello. So you know what I did as a gentleman?
You showed her your penis?
Close. But you know what I did?
What?
The second best thing. What do you think it was?
Not talk to her?
No. That's not the second best thing. No, I actually paid for her food. She, you know.
Oh, that's classy.
That is classy.
God.
So I called her. I see.
That's great.
I wanted
right
to
there.
See if she would come to the studio tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know.
Kind of like those prostitutes that you asked to come to the show.
I really want to interview a prostitute sometime, okay? That would be really be cool, wouldn't it, huh?
We should do that tomorrow.
Oh, we should get a prostitute to the live show tomorrow.
We should.
Yes.
And you should pay for it. That way you have a guaranteed date.
What's one question you want to ask a prostitute?
One question I want to ask a prostitute.
How much is around the world? That's what
Jerry,
you want to ask.
Jerry, hey, what's one question you want to ask a prostitute? If we could get a prostitute ever on the Derek Shapiro show.
Do y'all give student discounts?
Oh, student discounts. All right. Johnny, what's one question you would ask a prostitute? No question. Okay. All right, let's go to Latrina for the next song.
I guess my question would be, how many daddy issues did it take to get this job?
Oh, we have Corey over here. Corey, come here. We have Miss Queen Felicia's assistant. How you doing, Corey?
Oh, I'm good.
So tell me, what is... Come on, camera. What is it like to be assistant of Miss Felicia?
Good things.
Good things?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Oh, you know what I'm going to do for you, Miss Felicia? Come here.
Okay, I'm moving. Okay.
Oh, Ashley, you know what? Stay here.
Why do I abstain?
I want you to hold hands for a second. Okay. Just your hand.
You're so creepy.
Look at this. Look at that. Look how creepy that is. I'm kissing Ms. Felicia's hand. All right. And don't worry, guys. I'm not going to kiss your hands, okay? All right. So Ms. Latrina C. is still on the phone. Hello? Hello? Trina?
Yeah?
All right. You must be watching the show, huh?
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, man. Oh, this is probably going to be a last show, huh? You're going to say, this is it. Oh, man, I can't be part of this, right? All right, so what is the next song we may be playing?
The next song.
Oh, next two songs.
The next two songs.
Yes, we'll go next two songs.
The next song we're going to play is Mariah Carey featuring Rick Ross and Meek Mill's Triumphant.
No, I'm sorry. No. Common. Common.
No, you're always confusing me.
No, that's my job. That is my job. Do I confuse you guys over here too?
No, you just kind of annoy me.
Oh, that's good. See, that is good. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think I would annoy you?
I'm going to have to say you're off the scale on that.
Oh, I have news for everybody, too. Before the show ends, I got news for everybody, okay? Or should I tell them now?
What?
Oh, I'll tell after the song. Okay, so we're going to play Common Hello. That's the number 4 song for the month of January. What's the number 3rd song for the month of January?
Number 3rd song for the month of January would be...
J Profane and...
January. What's the number 3rd song for the month of January?
J Profane and Rolla. Ready. I'm sorry?
Salad.
I don't know. Whose salad
Vinny.
Is that?
That's Vinny Bucci's salad.
That's Vinny Bucci's. Who brings salad to the radio? That'd be cool. Where's Vinny Bucci? We're going to ask him about that. We want tossed salad here live in the studio, okay? We want to have a food fight, okay? All right. So we're going to play those songs, okay, Latrina?
Who mocking my salad?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Latrina from Johnston, Rhode Island.
Give it, you gon' love me like you ain't love nobody before.
to think about me. Two-faced old friends told me the end was near. Forget them. See a lot of things change since then. Don't they know that I came from Nebraska? Am I gonna quit? Nice of you to ask, but mama told me go and chase what you asked her. I'm on track, so I'm gonna rap faster. I'ma break it down for you and get a little deeper. Slaying on the brain under like a grim reaper. Running at the mama, they up, I got a fever. Hi, konnichiwa. Are you a believer? Fever.
Like a good year, yeah. Fam recognize the hood here, and we putting on to number, jumping off the books here. Word, it's crazy how JP Adam hit him with knowledge, polished like Stacey Adams. Lately chanting his song to keep the ladies dancing. They say he's handsome and love his style when the Navy asked him. My earn like my earn, I had a dream, more like a fantasy in HD on a plasma screen. When I was young, I didn't have a green. Now I'm deep in the dough, see more paper than a fax machine. That's the thing that got the haters hating. They on a job overtime, amazing dedication. I get it, blazing, raising the roof. Check the station, I'm ready for the radio, so quit to speculate.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yo.
DJ, DJ, now we got the crowd hype. Sound tight, drinks up, we ready for a wild night. Style white lines, I write rhymes addictive. I ripped it last time, so this time they let me kick it.
for the love, sure enough, she wanna kiss it. Ballistic, no bluff, just a poker face when I hit it. Casino style, now the chips are dropping mean. I got the green like I won big at a slot machine. Plotting things like the chicks for the next video. The next get rich quick scheme for checks, really though. Silly though, launder clean, but still filthy though. Sick, not well, touch like bro, feel me, yo. Bro! He moving the crowd. These dudes is clueless, they losing them now. That's right, bro! I'm doing it now, radio ready, on the air like cumulus clouds.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm ready yo. Request a pro.
Share without the lip lock. Me and dish jocks get guap, top of the charts, the chosen one by the fans, they never flip flop. Like sandals can hold a candle, Mr. Big Shot. I spit hot and got it sold like a gift shop. Request pro, let's go to the tip top. We hot, here we come, ready? If not, kick rocks.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm ready yo. You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yo.
All right, so, of course, all right, hold on for one second. Let me get Ms. Latrina, of course, here. Latrina.
Hi.
All right, who is the next person we have on the phone?
We have Fred on the phone.
Yes, we do. All right, here's Fred. Fred, you are live. How you doing, Fred?
Hey, how you doing? Great to holler at you. How you doing today, man?
Great, thank you. I want to appreciate you having me on your show last night. I mean, it was
great.
It was tame compared to this show tonight, I'm telling you, you know? But tell me about your show, of course.
Well, I've had a live television show since Jose Wheels died. People TV, Comcast, Channel 24 every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., of course, now you can pick it up on you can pick it up any place in the world, and a lot of people do by going to peopletv.org and click on video on demand, and you can see it any place in the country. And since I work with Picture of Violence, I have a lot of people that tune in like did last night when you were on.
Yes, and it was a pleasure. And of course, you interviewed a congressman from Georgia. Tell me about that congressman you had on the show last night.
That was Tyrone Smith. It was State Representative Tyrone Brooks. And Tyrone Brooks is one of the principals in the Congressional Black Caucus here, or the Congressional on the State Black Caucus, and he's the president of GABIO, the Georgia's Association of Black Elected Officials. But he also spent a great deal of his life in the early days with Dr. King, one of the people that walked with him, rode with him, talked with him in his younger days. So he has a lot of history with regards to the movement of those times in terms of not just what you see in the history books, but actually what transpired on a day-to-day basis. So he was on the show because he's been one of the longest-standing legislators at the state capitol. So they're in session right now under the Gold Dome. And my aide, State Representative Teague, who who then wanted me to be on, wanted me to have him on as they were preparing for their convention going on this weekend. State Representative Teague is also one of the people that's very prominent in our area, who I'm her aide, and what she does is she's linked to the National Association of Women Legislators on the national level.
And also, I want to thank Ms. Felicia for getting me the interview with you. And I have a request about you interviewing somebody tonight. Would you be available to interview a singer on your show next Wednesday?
Yes. Available to interview a senator next week?
No, a singer.
Sure, have him call me.
Her name is Melissa Rose.
Miss Queen Felicia, I certainly would take more than a double look, and now that I know you, they get a triple look. So guess what? The research can probably work something out. They need to know where they are, what they're doing,
yes,
and what their commitment to community is. Because I do more than just entertainment.
Right.
I mean, I've been involved in that industry for over 20 years, and we've got a lot of singers, but we got to realize that there's also the people like the Stevie Wonders and the Herbie Hancocks and those. They were not just committed to music; they're also committed to community. There's a great deal that they did to help change the lives and change the culture in a positive direction. So I'm also, when I'm supporting an artist and having them on my show, I also like to know a little bit about what they're doing towards community and so forth. So I certainly would have an interest and be open to it, but I'd like to hear a little bit.
Yeah, this lady definitely, Melissa Rose, definitely supports the community. She does a lot for the community. And it'll be a blessing for you to interview her, you know?
Derek.
Yeah.
All right.
Derek, ask him about the other organization he got called Julio.
Oh, what's Julio about?
Oh, Julio. Julio is really, Julio is our new baby. It's actually taken 3 years, so she's the baby in the family. And Julio is a nonviolence guide for youth to help reduce violence over a 10-year period and by creating a counterculture to the subculture of violence. And the goal of Julio is to help children develop into lifelong practitioners of nonviolence in terms of their thinking, their behaviors, through getting knowledge and understanding of their emotions, and how to deal with self-esteem and respect for others. And finally, the goal of Julio is to make a safer place at home and the school by having youth involved with an evolution, the same as the hip-hop community became involved with the evolution of the hip-hop generation over the last 12 years. It's their children, and some of them, in instances, grandchildren, that are now suffering the ill fates of illiteracy, ill choices in terms of behavior, a lot of the chemical dependencies that's impacting their health and their behaviors in school and functionality, suicidal choices. So we created a campaign as well as a 212-page guide that allows particularly grandparents that are looking to deal with primary caregivers to work with their children, and sure anyone else, that now we have a guide that they can utilize, add to their program, anything they're doing out there is to help deal with supporting nonviolence.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we got to go on to the next segment. Thank you very much, and I'll have the lady be in touch with you, Melissa Rose. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
And also, before we play the next song, of course. I want to bring Melissa and Vinny to the stage over here. Okay, this is the stage platform. Tell us about your salad. Melissa's asking about your salad. I want to know why do you have salad in the studio?
Toss me the salad.
Okay, because I don't eat healthy, you know. I eat Wendy's, I eat Taco Bell, and I don't eat Chick-fil-A because I don't support Chick-fil-A, of course, because they don't support the LGBT community. Right, Jerry? High five for that! Yeah! Okay, but, you know, I support the LGBT community. That's why Chick-fil-A, Johnny... Not welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay. Right?
What are you going through? Are you on a political platform?
Yes, I am.
He's on a very political platform.
I'll have you know I had Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Oh, no!
No!
Twice.
No! Okay.
And it's... before. And I worked there 6 years.
Here's the thing. It's a catch-22 with Chick-fil-A. Because on the one hand, you don't want to support... you know, the guy and his, you know, the owner and his beliefs on gay marriage. But at the same time, you don't want those employees working in there to go out of business. So you gotta, in a way, figure out what to do. Like
I do support the free mints. I go in there, get the free water, and get the free mints. You know.
But question is though, know that they are from the Southern Bible Belt. So
yeah,
it's no surprise.
It shouldn't shock.
Really,
if you're shocked that a guy who prides himself on Christian values is against gay marriage. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I'm sorry.
Really,
I'm not saying you're an idiot for believing gay marriage, but you're an idiot if you think for one second he's not going to doubt it. Here's how religious Chick-fil-A is. They're the only fast food restaurant that is closed on Sunday. Yeah. How religious, you know how religious you have to be to miss out on a Sunday, to not make money on a Sunday?
If they were Jews, they'd be open.
Exactly. It's insane.
Exactly. I mean, I'm open on a Saturday. Hello.
But to answer your previous question about the salad, this salad is called a Country Style Chef, and it has romaine lettuce, cheddar cheese, ham, grilled white meat, chicken, red cabbage, carrots, and a creamy ranch dressing that I don't try because I'm not a big fan of ranch dressing.
How do you not like ranch?
I'm still adjusting to liking salad. That's the thing. I was a guy who for years wouldn't be caught dead eating salads, ever.
I eat salad, Ash. You know how we eat
Utah
salad?
Utah salad.
No. Here's how we eat salad, okay? I get the Wendy's chicken sandwich, okay? I ask for extra tomato and extra lettuce. That's my salad. All right.
Well, here's the thing is that I'm like.
You truly are.
Well, Derek.
The dollar menu, hello.
I used to be addicted to fast food, too. My main places were McDonald's and Taco Bell.
Wait a second. You have Jewish food, don't you, right?
Well, you guys don't claim me because my mom's not Jewish.
I claim you. Come here.
Thank you.
I claim you.
Shalom.
Let's do
I don't know any of that.
It's Passover time. We got matzah. Okay. Let's go with Latrina. The next three songs, of course. Latrina? Hello?
She hung up.
Oh, hold on.
She's had enough.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second.
I'll put your salad back.
Hello?
Yeah, let's...
Hello?
Okay. The next three songs, of course, we're going to be playing is... we'll play, of course... the number third song for the month. And what's that?
Did you already play that already?
No.
Number three song.
Triumphant by.
You didn't say that was the number three song. That was number two.
Oh, what's number three? Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm sorry. Number two song. I'm sorry. Yes, number two song. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm not with it. And then we're going to play a singer. Who is the next singer?
We're going to play Melissa Rose Dream.
We're all going to have a dream in here, okay? And we're all going to tell our dreams. A wet dream? Oh, boy. Let me get my towels ready. Okay. And what's the other song we're going to be playing?
Latrina C. Last Dance cover.
That's you! Wow, Melissa Rose to Latrina C. in Rhode Island. Wow, that's how you bridge a gap from Georgia to Rhode Island, I'm telling you. All right, here's the next three songs, and we'll come back with you, Latrina, after that, okay?
Sounds great.
It does sound great.
Turn up. I swear this word to my father. And the only way to make it to the top if you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asked for no handouts, you won't carry me, no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me, I'm on fire. And I'm gon' burn, and they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Then the tables turned, just look at me now, try to hold me down. But I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top, to the mountain top. Now let go.
Flashing cameras as I pose, throwing big money as she dances on the lime green Lamborghini dances in the row. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper, blow 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore, with a blonde bombshell trying to bond with your boy in a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two seater, smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, bet it brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then was summers and Benzes. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. What? A dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
We'll be right back.
They told me get him, I got him.
You got it.
The Derek Shapiro Show. We are here, episode, what is it, 82, right? And we were all dancing to Latrina. Latrina, how you doing? Hello? Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. I don't have you on speaker. So we were all dancing to your song. Yes, I got the whole room dancing to Last Dance, I'm telling you. This is going to be our last dance for tonight, you know? But, okay, before we go to the last three things, okay? We can get Vinny over here. Vinny, come over here, Vinny. Melissa.
Yeah.
You have a request for the salad. Oh, I want to sample the salad live in the air. Okay?
Well, Melissa, can you toss my salad real quick?
Oh, it's gonna be tossed salad.
Ah, there awesome. We go. Awesome.
Hey, you know what? That's almost like Frasier's theme song: tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Yes.
Well, yes, this is a the country style chef that I was discussing earlier. The reason I started going on this diet was because as most those who listen to the Regular Guys Show, you know that most recently I met a professional wrestler, legendary pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page.
Yes,
who has this great workout called DDP Yoga. It's yoga to the highest extreme. One of the tagline for it is "It ain't your mama's yoga," because
really?
It's not. There's no chanting or humming, but it's basically yoga positions combined with calisthenics and dynamic resistance. And it is by far the greatest workout on the planet because anyone can do it. You know, it helps you. It helps anybody of any age. In fact, it's actually designed for people that are like twice my age. Like if you're like over 30 or in your 40s, it's more of a workout for you.
But how old are you?
I'm 25, almost 26.
Wait, you said twice your age. You said 30s, because I'm 35.
I'm saying that it's more. I'm saying it's more geared towards people that are older than me, because usually, because like you know, when you're a teenager and you're a kid, there's that phrase, no pain, no gain. Works when you're a teenager, doesn't work when you're in your 30s. Pain is basically pain, you know. Like, and DDP yoga helps it so you don't work out too hard. Helps you like you know it helps you to show like you know if you're getting too tired, if your heart rate's up too high. He helps you find ways to lower it down, but if your heart rate's too low, he's like, all right, pick the pace up, lazy bones. Let's get going. So one of the other bases is eating healthy. And as we were talking before, you know, you got your own way of making a salad. I've had my own way of making a salad.
Exactly.
You know, hey, I put extra, hey, it's like, Vinny, are you eating a salad? There's extra tomato on this Big Mac. Thank you very much.
Hey, by the way, do you know what a lot of couples have on honeymoons?
What?
Lettuce alone.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
That joke is cornier than the salad. Anyway,
that's why I can't find another girl.
But anyway, yes, this is like I said, it's a salad. It's mixed with romaine lettuce, cheddar cheese, ham, grilled white chicken, red cabbage, carrots, and creamy ranch dressing. Like I said, I've never sampled the ranch dressing, but
why don't you like ranch?
Like I said, I'm still trying to adjust to salads, people. I'll work. Let me work on getting salads into my routine, and then I'll graduate to dressing. Okay.
What do you suggest for me to try?
The cheese. Definitely the cheese. Give that a shot.
Hey, look, I want to show you something. Okay. I cut the cheese.
Oh dear God, help us all. And we got there's a fork included. I had to dig it out of the lettuce. Why they put it buried underneath the lettuce? I don't know. Like, I think it's just, I think the guy who invented this thing was a pirate. So I can just dig for the freaking fork. No X mark in the spot.
Live on the losers on the Derek Shapiro show. So you're gonna eat a salad.
Yes, I am. Wow.
Any dressing at all?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at
dressing's
that.
Right over here. If anybody wants to sample it, but I'm not.
You don't put dressing on your salad.
You should try lemons and squeeze a lemon in it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
All right. Derek. So now we gotta do Facebook shout-outs, okay?
Derek.
Oh yes.
We have Junior. You remember the one that was on your show, radio showcase, or host the radio show?
Yeah. Oh, well,
Oklahoma, Mississippi.
We don't have time for that. But tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Oh,
tomorrow
night. Just say hello quick. Just say
hello quick.
Hello quick,
Junior.
This is Junior from Oklahoma, Mississippi, South County.
Fair
time.
Oh, from Mississippi.
Yeah, the one that was on the Case of the Radio Show.
You have the barber scene. You have the barber scene. The Case of the Radio Show host.
Yeah.
You're awesome. I gotta talk to you after the show. Okay. Okay. I'm going to give you a shout-out tomorrow night, okay? All right, I can do Facebook shout-outs quick. I got to say hello to Heather Ann here in Marietta, Georgia. Did you know Heather Ann is good friends with David Deluxe? Anyway, hello to Stella. Yeah, this Heather Ann over here? Yeah. Stella Fisk. Let's say hello to Stella Fisk in up Massachusetts. Let's say hello to Lisa Fink Angelili in Rhode Island. Kim Falconario, Prov City. Hello, hello to them watching. Gina Amendola, hello. Aaron Norton, hello to you. And Dawn Santa Parker and Stephanie Toczynski, of course. Let's say hello to her in Florida. And, of course, Carl Bird. Of course, Beretta Broke. And, of course, Oliver Port Erickson and Jason Aiello. Oh, that's this morning's shout-outs. Okay, I got confused.
That's all your Facebook.
Yes, all my Facebook. I have some more, but, I mean, you know. All right, so the last three things we're going to do here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show is Ms. Latrina C. What's the last three things we're going to be doing?
We have a segment of Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
We're also going to play Welcome to Atlanta by Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Love that song.
Do you love them more than the salad?
And we're also going to announce one song, which is Girly, Disco in My Draw.
And Girly, of course, is no stranger to Rich Productions, right, Johnny? All right, we'll come back and close the show after these three things, all right?
What up, y'all? Jermaine Dupri. Shout out to DSS TV station. All right.
Welcome to Atlanta Sightseeing. Please take your seat and keep your hands and feet inside the railing at all times.
Ma'am, in this brochure, it says this tour is crunk. What does that mean?
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, hammers and bows, back to the Mackin' and
in the clothes. Adolescent packing a knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. Jay-Z in the rolls and Ludus in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, tucked and lean. Just spleen. As a matter of fact, I your team. No blood on the sneaks. Gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beams. I'm allergic to doc prescribed antihistamines. Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware I need is a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget your manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I the cannon. The woolly mammoth saber tooth. Bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as the whites will come. I pull up in a black Lotus. Your plaques are bogus. So I strip them off the wall. Waiting for my cue to corner pocket eight ball. You racking them up. I'm big paper like pancakes. Stacking them up. In fact, I'm slapping them up. Cadillac is a truck. I can't lose with 22s. That's what's up. Running in the back. The better than the aqueduct. Chilling in the
wood. Yo. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. Uh-huh. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start till I walk in. And I usually don't leave till the thing is, but in the meantime, in between time, you work your thing, I work mine. I've been putting down here since 83, since the Lake Show MD rivalry, when frozen paradise was the place to be. If you was riding, you was bumping the homie Shy D. I'm the MVP, most ballin'est player. Uh-huh. Make my own rules, call me the mayor. Monday night, gentlemen's club. Tuesday night, I'm up in the velvet room, getting Wednesday, I'm at Strokers on lean. Thursday, jump clean, then I fall up in cream. Friday, Sharp Bar Kaya with Frank Ski. Right on the flow is where you can find me. Saturday, is off the heezy for sheezy. You can find me up in one tweezy. Sunday, is when I get my sleep in. Cause on Monday, we be at it again. Holla, yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
See, Sadi, I think we showed him a hell of a time. What you about
man,
you?
Hell yeah, we showed him a
thanks
good
for showing me around, Shoddy.
Yeah,
definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this bitch got some nerve. 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 Yeah, this bitch.
I like boys. Roller skates, candy bars. High times perk me up. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Pump that bass, turn it up now. Do me. Do me. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm looking fucking gorgeous. Manny Petty still at chills. This beat keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball. Shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down. Dirty secrets. When you're alone, send me dirty pics. You're my free fish. Bang bang. Come and eat this. I'm Novocaine. Novocaine. Dance now, dance now. I wanna fucking dance now. Manny Petty.
disco ball.
I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, get down.
I like disco, I love the disco.
I like disco, I love the disco.
I like disco, I love the disco.
I like it, disco, I love the disco.
The Derek Chappelle Show. Girly, disco in my drawers. Now I know the meaning of that song, boy. I have disco in my drawers. Melissa, come here, Melissa.
Yes, sir.
Do you have disco in your drawers right now? Just listen to that song.
It's in my vagina.
It's in, wait, say that again. Wait.
It's in my vagina.
It's in your vagina?
Yes.
Can you prove it? No. Okay. Now, I can prove his disco's in my drawers. You know why? I was just dancing. Vinny. I called you Jerry. I'm sorry about that. Oh. I'm so embarrassed. Okay,
no.
Okay.
No. It's Jerry and I easily get mistaken for each other.
Yeah, okay, Vinny.
All the time.
Okay, so tell me, do you have disco in your drawers?
Yes, unfortunately, I think one of the discos is a little bit bigger than the other, but I
guess. Oh! Okay, what about you, Jerry? Do you have disco in your drawers?
All the time.
All right. I got to thank everybody for joining me today. I want to thank Latrina C. Latrina, how would you rate this show today?
Hi.
How would you rate the show today?
Oh,
awesome. Oh, me too, I'm telling you. How many people do you think out of the 9 people that's watching us right now?
9.
How many people do you think will come back?
Oh, I think they all will.
All right. If they don't, I'll know why too. No. It's because I'm drinking water live on the air. Well, thank you very much. Oh, my surprises. Guess what, guys?
What?
I'm moving back to Georgia.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
When?
Surprise! You say for April 1st.
Oh, April Fools! No. Seriously, I got up Palmer today, and I'm gonna go back and forth from Georgia to Rhode Island. Can be that.
Cool. That's awesome.
But
man.
Guess
no,
what?
You're lying.
It's the Derek Chappelle Fools. I got you. I got you, man. Oh
douche
man! Look how scared. Look how scared Johnny was. Look how scared Johnny was. All right, I want to thank John. I can't do that to John. John will get a heart attack live in the air. I mean, that will boost up ratings. We'll get probably 12. All right, thank you, Miss Felicia. Thank you very much. Hey, let me give you a kiss on the cheek.
Thank you.
You're my new girlfriend.
Wow.
Yes.
Lucky girl.
The Derek has happened to
Melissa. Thank you very much.
Come here,
Melissa.
Thank you, Derek.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I kiss Melissa on the cheek too. Two ladies in one night.
Yeah.
Boy, Latrina, I bet you wish you were here, huh?
Every man's fantasy.
Yeah, it is every man's fantasy. Okay, yeah, Vinny, I want to thank you too. Vinny, come here. Thank you very much. Yes.
Go.
Hey, I want a kiss.
I can't.
Racist. Derek is racist.
No. Hey, I want one. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Oh, I want to thank Peter too. Peter Richmond. Believe it or not, I was annoying Peter and his girl yesterday. Of course, doing my show. Can we do that? Yes. All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night at Locos Bar and Grill on the DerekShapiroShow.com channel 1 and Movie Internet channel .yolosite.com
Hello,
channel 1. Yo, yes, roll out to
Hello, Rola.
Take it easy. Bye bye.